welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. Did you miss me? Because I missed you. This week has been a very long week. And like I predicted in my year-end show last year, AI has gone off the hook. You can hardly tell the difference now between stories. What's real and what's AI generated? And it's only getting worse. And it's going to continue to get worse, just like I predicted. We're going to have some really crazy things happen this year with AI and in general. So my intro tonight is going to be a somewhat comedic smorgasbord of the recent events that I've uncovered this week and some things that I've read about because they're interesting to me. So it's information that I want to pass along to you. And as always, allow you to form your own opinions. Some of the stuff you may have already broached this week and heard a little bit about, but I guarantee you I've got one or two clippies up my sleeve that are bound to be new to you, even as
savvy
as my listeners are. So let's get comfy, shall we? Kick off your shoes, join me on my big comfy couch or on the floor or on your comfy chair. Grab a blankie, get your snack, your favorite beverage, of course, as always, and let's settle in and get this show on the road. Honestly, I feel like I'm sliding in sideways with my Noni's chocolate espresso biscotti and my cup of coffee because time's definitely speeding up again and there just aren't enough hours in the day, folks. I have been flat out. Any flatter, I'd be flat Stanley. I am in dire need of a producer. Can't somebody hook me up? It's very hard to practice self-care when you're running on empty, and I really make a diligent effort to try and do as much self-care as I can, but folks, there's not enough hours in a day. If I weren't good at managing my time and putting out fires and staying on task, I would be even farther behind those. So I'm going to ask each and every one of you this week to take an extra 5 minutes and add it to your self-care time on my behalf. Would you do that for me? Take an extra 5 minutes to do something that you enjoy doing, something that gives you pleasure, something that gives you joy. Get out in nature, enjoy life for 5 extra minutes a day, and just kind of donate that back to me, will you, in the ether? Better yet, let's split the difference. 2.5 minutes to me and 2.5 for you to keep and enjoy that extra little bit of quiet time or solitude doing something that you enjoy, because as the world goes crazier, just like we've been talking about on my show for years now, these are the times we've been prepping for. It's here. It's upon us. And so it's really important to make sure that we have that time to balance, to breathe, to get back to nature, walk barefoot in the grass, do something that you enjoy, spend time with your loved ones, let them know how much you love them, form new bonds, developing new relationships with people that can become part of your support group, part of your tribe, part of a reason for you to get up every morning, knowing that you're going to have that support there, as well as they're going to have that confidence knowing you've got them as well. We need to start forming these bonds, folks. Me included, I have a very small circle, as you're all aware. A lot of you do too, because you're just like me, and we've been through some of the same types of instances in our lives where we've opened up and trusted people that did not deserve our trust and that didn't deserve our time. They weren't worthy. I was thinking back this week to when we spoke a couple months ago about how I was having this issue keep cropping up and these feelings coming up when I was reliving a memory that I had from last year and how I thought I had healed and I hadn't, because obviously it wouldn't have kept cropping up if I had gotten over it. This is kind of the same sort of scenario that I've been involved in this week, because in my basic interactions with people, I've had several different examples of people saying they would do something or take care of something, and because of the circumstances surrounding each individual situation, it wasn't something that I could physically do myself. I was totally reliant on the other party, whether it be on the phone to try and get something straightened out, or with actual physical appointments where either people didn't show up or didn't show up on time, and my schedule is so stringent that I literally go from thing to thing to thing to thing from the time I get up until the time I go to bed. There's not a lot of free time in there lately. And just like everybody, things go in waves, right? It all hits at once. Because I felt my frustration levels reaching peak highs after several rapid fire disappointments or no shows or late shows or paperwork being filed that was supposed to have been 10 days ago, being at the mercy of other people people in today's society, knowing that probably 80% of them have taken the jab and their brains were proverbial jello, it started to bring up feelings that were pretty deeply repressed, again, that I thought that I had healed, of people in my personal life telling me that they would do something and not, changing their story entirely, trying to gaslight me and telling me, well, you never said that when I know that I did, basically narcissistic tendencies. And I had to relook at myself and realize that I'm not a control freak, but I do my utmost every single day to live by my word. And if I say I'm going to do something, I do it, or at least try my damnedest to make it happen. But because of the society that we live in, it's getting worse and worse on the other side. People just don't care, and they get toxic, and they no-show, and they leave you sitting and waiting. And it's something that we're going to have to deal with increasingly more frequently, unfortunately, as time goes on. So I had to take another step back and go deep and go into some meditation work and some prayer work and some deep dives and resolve all those issues from a year ago that I was still feeling that I thought I was over with, and focus on me and just worrying about what I can control. I know this, but I had to remind myself that you can't control other people's actions. You can't control other people's emotions. You can just deal with you. That's what you have the control over. And so you have to take that deep breath, let it go, and say, okay, this didn't work out the way that I wanted to, but twofold. Number one, if I get myself upset, nervous, worried, sick about it, it's only going to affect me in a negative way. And then secondly, typically when we don't get something that we want when we want it, or it doesn't work out the way that we expected it to happen, the powers that be, the guy upstairs, whatever your personal belief structure is, has got your back, the universe, and things will work out sometimes, a lot of times, for the better. Better than what we expected, better than we had anticipated. And the ones that we don't are just lessons in teaching us about patience and to learn that we have to let things go. I've known this inherently for years, but I still became a victim of that this week because I still hadn't done the work to heal all that other stuff. And now I did. It's gone. I let it go. Am I still going to get frustrated? Of course. We're in a world where we are constantly going to be under fire. There's going to be a lot of negativity. There are going to be a lot of people that aren't going to do what they say because of the way that their minds are working now, or rather not working now. But we just have to deal with it and go with the flow and not get excited about it. Do the best that we can, but let it go. And for me, letting the things that I struggled with last year go also meant doing more work on repairing the feelings and the underlying currents that were still pecking at me and picking at me that I thought were resolved. I had to do more work in that department. And furthermore, I had to bring my energetic levels back up into the positive range because I was dipping, seriously dipping. And that's not me. Typically, lack of sleep, a lot of pressure, 100 things going on at once, all of that, especially the lack of sleep, is not good for the body. We need to recharge. We need to make sure that we stay on that positive mindset, and blessings will come to us. And as it worked out, one of the biggest struggles that I've been worried about for like 8 months came through, and it was solved in a matter of days, and it was a very extremely pleasant experience, and I gained a new contact out of it that's pretty promising. I'm so thankful and grateful for the way things turned out. And that's the other thing, being thankful and grateful for what you do get. And again, we've talked about this, having the mindset, go in, I'm not going to be worried or anxious for anything. Where have you heard that before, right? Key phrase out of that book. You want to be, and just let that anxiety go, let that frustration go, and know that it's going to work out the way that it's supposed to. And if it doesn't, it's an exercise in teaching you how to be graceful at life's disappointments, but still maintain that positive outlook. Because as times go on, we're going to talk about some pretty nasty stuff tonight. I put my spin on it because I try and stay positive, but we're coming into the fire here, folks, and we're going to need to maintain this type of attitude to get us through the times that are ahead. And we all need reminders occasionally, myself included, as good as I think I am. Nobody's perfect. We all have to work, and we have to keep doing the work to maintain that even keel line that we really need to maintain when things get real. If little things bother us and tweak us huge now, what's going to happen were it to get way worse? We can't be in that position mentally and physically. We have to be at our best. How many times have you heard me say this? See the result that you want to have happen. Focus your energy on that. Once I did my work, cooled down, took some deep breaths, and put all my energy into seeing a person that I had gotten in touch with a week ago that wasn't supposed to come back for several more days, I focused on, you know what? Something's going to happen. That person's going to call me and is going to come earlier and get the job done. And it's going to be more than what I had originally anticipated, but things that I needed to have achieved. And it's going to be pleasant, done right, within the parameters of what I could afford. And it was just going to be an overall pleasant exchange, taking much less time than I had anticipated. And finally, it was going to get done and done the right way. And when it was over and done with, and it went out exactly how I had envisioned it happen, the way that I was focusing my energy, I was literally almost in tears when I was thanking this person. And I had to control myself and kind of like put my head down, because I was like, wow, this has been an 8-month process. And finally, somebody that did what they said they were going to do and did it right. And it was just a really pleasant experience. Somebody that I know that I can call in the future and that we can have somewhat of a cordial relationship. That was so cool. All of the other scenarios that played out that didn't happen the way that I wanted to, gotta be honest with you folks, I wasn't putting the energy out there forthright because I became rattled, as I explained earlier. And so stuff fell by the wayside. But you know what? It's all going to work out the way that it's supposed to. I know that. I've always known that. I just needed to remember. And the stuff that didn't is teaching me control, lessons, and to become more reliant on faith. See, I'm getting myself ready. We're all getting ourselves ready with these challenges for what's coming ahead, so that when stuff really potentially goes wild, we will be able to handle it, because we've already formed those mindsets. They're going to become like second nature. Most of the time with me, they are, but sometimes not practicing self-care and getting enough sleep can throw a real wrench in the monkey works. So also a reminder, whatever it takes, I need to get more sleep at night until this rough patch is over and I get back to relative balance, still going 100 miles an hour, but having the peace and the balance and a well-rested body. You know, you got to fuel the engine, or you're going to get stuck on the side of the road with no cell phone service. The other thing that is important that we remember too is that the people that have put these poisons into their system aren't necessarily aware of their actions. It's changing their personality. Science has shown this. Legitimate research has proven this. And the people that haven't are facing the same struggles that you are and that I am. And so it's important to remember to send those people positive energy and prayers and help them to heal somehow their situations, because we don't know what other people are personally struggling with. Maybe the person that showed up late was going through a personal crisis of their own. And so here again, grace comes into play, but also compassion and empathy for our fellow humans. Even if they made the free will choice to put those substances in their bodies, you don't know what drove them to that. Were they under pressure from their family? Were they just not informed? Were they not really doing the research that you and I might have done? However it played out, they're still our brothers and sisters. And there's also a good proportion of us that are in the same boat dealing with people who are having those struggles. So just like in our personal romantic relationships, if we have them, we need to carry each other, like the song says. Who remembers that one? You Two, One with Mary J. Blige. We know that they're not the best people in the world, but I love that song. Okay, the week the world went off its meds. So apparently this week the UK has fallen, not like tea shortage fallen. No, they've fallen to digital ID. You can't even buy a pint without showing your QR soul print. Meanwhile, half the country's pretending it's fine, like, cheerio, mate, my freedom expired last Tuesday, but the app says I'm 97% obedient, so I'm good. I'll play that clippy for you a little later. Also one about Tartaria, because I haven't played one about Tartaria in a while, and we know it's real. That's great news though, right? Because I've been wondering who built those 12-story cathedrals with perfect star maps back in 1347, while the rest of Europe was dying of the plague and still figuring out how to use a fork. But the Tartarians were just chilling with free energy and mud floods before DARPA could decide to put nanobits in our arms, which we're also going to talk about. DARPA's like, we can't even get Bluetooth to connect reliably, but hey, let's inject Wi-Fi into people and see what happens. This is going to turn out great, don't you think? So now we've got a generation of dudes called Homeboys 2.0 downloading firmware updates every time the 5G hiccups. Scary stuff, folks. And I got a clippy about the Al-Qaeda comeback tour. Like, didn't we cancel that band back in 2011? It's like the universe ran out of villains, so they went into the nostalgia vault. Coming this fall, Al-Qaeda Reunion 2025, featuring all of your favorite hits, Jihad Remix, and Oops, We Did It Again. I also have some disturbing clippies about the Mexican cartels who are threatening Americans not to visit Mexico. It's kind of like, bro, isn't that like McDonald's saying, don't come here, our food might kill you? We know. That's half the thrill to some people. Don't be coming at me because I'm eating bronze-cut pasta. Don't be eating that garbage, I keep telling you guys. And we got the Trumpmeister clip where he's telling the liberals, well, you'll have to wait and see, but guess what? Hint, hint. People that subscribe to PBS and kale subsidies are not going to be too happy. I got a feeling Big Bird might be subscribing to OnlyFans singing the ABCs for survival here in a few weeks. And I'm loving that. Not the platform, but just... Not the platform, but just Big Bird going down. Don't! No pun intended there, I swear! That show is so incredibly liberal that I saw a clip of the inside of Oscar the Grouch's garbage pail and it was lined with plant-based cricket chips and rainbow carpeting and pink high-heel pumps. That's satirical, but it doesn't have to be. That's the way Sesame Street has been going. We're going to talk about the 3 AIOU Atlas again, and China, and deepfake media, and crucifixes, a whole bunch of stuff going on, so let's get started. The first two clippies are from Illuminating Eye and Christopher Speaks.
So what they've done is, through the injection, they put nanobots in the form of graphene oxide and hydrogel into your bodies, and you literally, as these interface with the brain cells, this causes you to become a receptor, a receiver, and a transmitter of signals. And they can be, these can be picked up externally, and externally you can be manipulated. And this is what DARPA has done, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency of the Defense Department. They're working on mind control of soldiers by implanting them with graphene oxide. This is well documented in the scientific journals, and there's companies that, like in-brain neuroelectronics, which uses graphene oxide to interface with the brain to create a receptor and a transmitter to be able to control people's behavior. That's where we're going. That's transhumanism.
Well, the mark of the beast is here, everybody. Check this clip out by Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK.
I am announcing this government will make a new free-of-charge digital ID mandatory for the right to work by the end of this parliament. Let me spell that out. You will not be able to work in the United Kingdom if you do not have digital ID. It's as simple as that.
Pretty wild. I mean, it's the mark of the beast. Everybody's gonna have to have a digital ID. You're not gonna be able to work. You're not gonna be able to, what does the Bible say? You won't be able to buy or to sell without the mark. And so it's here. The UK has always been ahead of us here in America, and so this is what they're gonna want to implement here. In fact, and just in Vietnam recently, they just debanked 86 million people because you have to have this digital ID now. It's going to be now connected to your biometrics. And if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to do anything. And so this is what's coming. This is the 2030 agenda. Many prophets and people have tried to warn us. David O. McKay said, the conflict between freedom and communism is the problem of our time. It overshadows all other problems. And oh boy, was he right. And if we take a look at the UK, our friends across the pond, they live in a socialist country. They live in a socialist country. They have socialized medicine. They give benefits to this mass migration movement, to all these illegal immigrants coming over. And they're paying half of their money goes straight to the government. So this isn't some sort of fake thing. The prophets tried to warn us and people were not listening.
The next clip is older. It's courtesy of JQuinn696 and Fox News regarding Israeli technology. And I've been trying to bring awareness to the situation here with how tight the country is with Israel and how no president has ever gone against Israel. And we need to keep everything in context and we need to look at the entire picture when we're dealing with these people on all different levels. Just some more information for you. And again, this is all for entertainment purposes only.
An Israeli-based company called Amdocs that generates the computerized records and billing data for nearly every phone call made in America. As Carl Cameron reported, U.S. investigators digging into the 9/11 terrorist attacks fear that suspects may have been tipped off to what they were doing by information leaking out of Amdocs. In tonight's report, we learned that the concern about phone security extends to another company founded in Israel that provides the technology that the U.S. government uses for electronic eavesdropping. Here is Carl Cameron's third report.
The company is Comverse Infosys, a subsidiary of an Israeli-run private telecommunications firm with offices throughout the U.S. It provides wiretapping equipment for law enforcement. Here's how wiretapping works in the U.S. Every time you make a call, it passes through the nation's elaborate network of switchers and routers run by the phone companies. Custom computers and software made by companies like Comverse are tied into that network to intercept, record, and store the wiretapped calls, and at the same time transmit them to investigators. The manufacturers have continuing access to the computers so they can service them and keep them free of glitches. This process was authorized by the 1994 Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act, or CALEA. Senior government officials have now told Fox News that while CALEA made wiretapping easier, it has led to a system that is seriously vulnerable to compromise and may have undermined the whole wiretapping system. Indeed, Fox News has learned that Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller were both warned October 18th in a hand-delivered letter from 15 local, state, and federal law enforcement officials who complained that, quote, law enforcement's current electronic surveillance capabilities are less effective today than they were at the time CALEA was enacted. Comverse insists the equipment it installs is secure, but the complaint about this system is that the wiretap computer programs made by Comverse have, in effect, a back door through which wiretaps themselves can be intercepted by unauthorized parties. Adding to the suspicions is the fact that in Israel, Comverse works closely with the Israeli government and under special programs gets reimbursed for up to 50% of its research and development costs by the Israeli Ministry of Industry and Trade. But investigators within the DEA, INS, and FBI have all told Fox News that to pursue or even suggest Israeli spying through Comverse is considered career suicide. And sources say that while various FBI inquiries into Comverse have been conducted over the years, they've been halted before the actual equipment has ever been thoroughly tested for leaks. A 1999 FCC document indicates several government agencies expressed deep concerns that too many unauthorized, non-law enforcement personnel can access the wiretap system. And the FBI's own nondescript office in Chantilly, Virginia, that actually oversees the CALEA wiretapping program, is among the most agitated about the threat. But there is a bitter turf war internally at FBI. It is the FBI's office in Quantico, Virginia, that has jurisdiction over awarding contracts and buying intercept equipment. And for years, they've thrown much of the business to Comverse. A handful of former U.S. law enforcement officials involved in awarding Comverse government contracts over the years now work for the company. Numerous sources say some of those individuals were asked to leave government service under what knowledgeable sources call troublesome circumstances that remain under administrative review within the Justice Department.
And what troubles investigators most, particularly in New York, in the counterterrorism investigation of the World Trade Center attack, is that on a number of cases, suspects that they had sought to wiretap and surveil immediately changed their telecommunications processes. They started acting much differently as soon as those supposedly secret wiretaps went into place. Brett?
Carl, is there any reason to suspect in this instance that the Israeli government is involved?
No, there's not, but there are growing instincts in an awful lot of law enforcement officials in a variety of agencies who suspect that it have begun compiling evidence and a highly classified investigation into precisely that possibility. Brett?
This next clippy is from the Survival Summit regarding the Al-Qaeda reunion.
Have you heard about the new U.S. government memo warning of Al-Qaeda threats? Most people missed it, but here's what you need to know in under a minute. The National Counterterrorism Center just released an unclassified memo that went out to law enforcement and first responders. It says Al-Qaeda and its Yemen affiliate are still calling for attacks here in the U.S., and former CIA targeter Sarah Adams says the threat is very real, and she warns parts of the picture may be even bigger than what's actually in the memo. The memo tells officials, don't post travel plans online, avoid wearing any type of badge in public, and stay sharp in crowded places. This isn't about panic. It's about preparedness. Situational awareness, having a plan, and not being on autopilot could save your life. And if you have the ability to carry a firearm, you should. It's not just to protect you and your family. You could also be protecting innocent people, and you could be helping to stop any type of event. I'm not saying something's going to happen, but we need to be vigilant.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on.
The next two clips from Mischief 09 and Jazz Achieve 2.0 talk about Mexico.
To every American that will come across this video, this message is for you. If you are planning on taking a trip to Los Cabos San Lucas in Mexico, do not go. It isn't circulating here in the United States, but all over Mexican news channels, there was a graphic warning given towards Cash Patel, the United States, and any American that will be traveling to tourist locations across Mexico. This threat was coming directly from the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, linked to El Chapo Guzman and those who are loyal to his sons in Mexico. This threat is focused towards Americans because the Sinaloa cartel put up two banners on two separate bridges in Los Cabos, telling Cash Patel that him, along with the United States, have overstepped into Sinaloa cartel substance trafficking rings, and now they will be facing the consequences for those actions. And in this message that they left for Cash Patel, it says that they will be targeting American citizens, not just in Los Cabos, but in any other tourist city or towns across Mexico. Since the United States government has been cracking down on every single one of their shipments, every single one of their connections, as they are continually trying to traffic illegal substances into our country, now, according to the cartel, it will be an all-out war. And I know some of you may take this as a grain of salt, like, well, you know, whatever, you know, maybe in certain areas. You can never underestimate this type of group, this type of faction in Mexico, because they have a track record. And now that their money, now that their funds are being affected by the United States cracking down on illegal substances, now you and I may potentially become those targets. And a way that you can help spread this message is not just liking and commenting, but share it with every single person you know, because you do not need to be caught up in the mess that is going on between our country and theirs.
Please explain why you're saying that.
We need to go to the post office so you can get your passport for our trip to Hawaii.
Why would I need a passport? Hawaii is in the U.S. Why do I need a passport to go to Hawaii?
The U.S. is strict about that. You have to have a passport. You can't just, like, go over, like, different country borders. Like, you need to have a passport so we can fly.
But baby, it's not a different country border. It's in the United States.
Exactly. And we're going to fly to the United States. You need to have a passport.
Wait,
to
baby,
do that.
We are in the United States. We're in the United States.
No, we're in New Mexico.
Please tell me that you know that New Mexico is in the United States.
New Mexico is Mexico. There's Mexico, and then you have New Mexico. It's the same thing as, like, you have New England and you have England. It's the same shit. You
Wait,
have, like,
baby.
The original and the
All right,
new
so
version of
explain
it.
Explain this to me. Where is New England?
In New England.
Where is New England?
North.
Where is it located?
North of us, in England.
New England is located in England?
Yeah, there's a new part of England, and there's England. Then there's Mexico, and New Mexico is like the new land of Mexico. What are you not understanding?
I'm not understanding how you've made it this far in life without any issues.
When you married me, you became a citizen.
I was already a citizen. I was born here.
You were born in New Mexico.
Which is in the United States.
No, it is not. It is a part of Mexico. It is part of Mexico. So I have dual citizenship. You do too, because I married you. You were born in New Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
What are you not comprehending there? I don't understand.
I don't.
Do you need to go back to school?
I need to. I don't know what I need. I need something.
Daddy. I'm afraid if I keep doing this, people are going to think that I'm all body and no...
Mine?
No, I don't mind. Go ahead.
I need some coffee after that one.
Please, 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 please.
How many cups have you had this morning?
None.
Plus?
Five, but yours is better.
You have a problem.
Yes, I do.
Junkie.
Angel, you've got wings, baby.
Conspiracy theory time. What does Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend know that we don't? The next two clippies are from Pure Rebel USA and Humanity's Truth.
Overall, I think there's quite a bit of abdication of responsibility around, like, what are we going to do as people's jobs start being taken fairly aggressively. Luckily, there's a massive population drop coming, so maybe everything is just fate and it's gonna work out okay. But I feel like we might get, like, very, very, very good AI across every pillar of art before there aren't any more people to make art.
So you wrote, we appreciate power.
Luckily, there's a massive population drop coming, so.
Not only did they erase Tartaria, 1776 was the year everything changed. In 1776, the Illuminati was founded in Bavaria. The Rothschild banking empire began its global expansion. The American Revolution broke out. Tartaria began to disappear from the maps, all in the same year. Coincidence? Tartaria was not a myth. It was a vast ancient civilization with advanced free energy technology, great architecture using sacred geometry, a harmonious way to live with natural law, knowledge of the ether. They buried Tartaria, literally, with mud floods, natural disasters, and a new history. Once they buried the old world, they created the new one. Central banks, slavery by debt, maritime law, artificial scarcity, indoctrination through education, all funded by the same families. The Rothschilds didn't just fund empires. They funded restarts and deleted everything that didn't serve the system of control. Tartaria was way too free, way too advanced, way too powerful. So they turned everything upside down. Free energy became fossil fuel. The truth became a conspiracy. The spirit became religion. Nature has become a resource. Freedom became an illusion. 1776 wasn't the beginning, it was the cover. We are the generation that rediscovers what they tried to delete. Tartaria was real. The ether is real. And the truth is no longer hidden.
Please listen closely to the next clippy from M. Zeffie.
They're feeding you bits and bits of Project Bluebeam so that when the time comes, you do not ask questions. Because you're about to see a lot more public executions, and I'm going to tell you why. They're not going to risk real exposure, so they're going to stage to follow the victims that they created themselves. Fauci arrested, Gates killed, Netanyahu assassinated, Schwab disappears, Soros dies peacefully, Epstein-level documents leak. The media will paint it like a cleansing, as if justice has finally been served, as if the good guys won and the system corrected itself. But it's a trap. This is predictive programming meets false savior complex, because they'll need the masses to believe the bad guys are gone, the system works now, we can trust the new tech overlords, because their endgame is total digital control, and what better way to sell the final system than by giving you a few public executions on national television, letting whistleblowers expose controlled information while offering a new digital infrastructure as the solution to all global problems. But here's what will catch you. Biometric ID will be required, CBDCs will control your ability to buy, travel, AI judges and courts will decide what's true, and if you don't comply, you're deleted socially, digitally, and economically, all under the illusion that the evil has been eradicated. And the people will cheer. That's the most twisted, sinister part. People will believe that they're free right when the cage is finally closing around them, because the new control system won't look like tyranny. It'll look like safety, innovation, equality, peace. George Orwell warned you, Huxley warned you, and now you're watching it play out in real time. So here's my final thoughts. They want you to celebrate the death of the villain so you never notice the hand of the director behind the curtain. And I truly believe this is only one of many public executions that we're about to see in the future. Because what's coming isn't freedom, it's managed awakening. And if you can't spot the script, you'll get played like an actor inside of it.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at Maggie_HEART at Outlook.com to get it fixed.
In our crazy liberal segment tonight, we have truth-driven mama Zio-Lars, and let's make the last chick famous. She was featured on Libs of TikTok official, but her name is Redacted Radical.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
On a mission to reverse my age by 20 years. Currently, I've reversed it by 13 years. I received a second dose of exosomes that are 180 billion derived from ethically sourced C-section births here in the USA. They are derived from the umbilical cord of these deliveries. They are the real deal. So each time I receive these exosomes, my body feels this crazy energy and I feel so sharp and focused. I am literally getting a brand new cellular rejuvenation inside my body.
You know what I'll say right now? I don't give a f- I sold my soul. I went to a red room. Cheezer, Convy, Aiden, and Tov came in with red robes on, and they had bloodstains dripping down their mouths. They walked up to me, walked around in a circle, and started doing a bunch of weird spell casting on me. And I walked out after that, checked my bank account, $2 million in the account.
You can just kill ICE agents, you know that? You can just kill them. You don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up in Los Angeles. You can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This isn't about video. This isn't about the phone. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents. They are deputized corrections officers. Kill them.
So we have this sicko using umbilical cord fluids to regain her youth. This other guy was a famous streamer, some video gamer streamer, Lacey, who admitted he sold his soul to get money. And then the last one, there are just no words. This is the evil we're facing upon our planet. This is why we need to stay prayered up, armored up, and energied up, and stick together and not only send our energy toward healing the world, but protecting ourselves and our families from this type of spirits. They're getting stronger. They're getting stronger. And so we need to up our game as well. And keep prayed up, everybody. Keep that energy up. If you need some help for any of your spiritual, physical, mental, or emotional needs, get a hold of me at Maggie, Maggie_Hart@Outlook.com. That's H-E-A-R-T, not H-A-R-T. Next, I have a short clip. It's a comedy from Xavier. And then I have official officially, so Tired Squippy and Jeremy Treat of Crossway giving two different perspectives on how we should be using the crucifix. This trans guys decided that crucifix necklaces should be rebranded as lowercase t's for trans. Look, I'm all for safe self-expression, but maybe don't appropriate a 2,000-year-old torture device for fashion. Next thing you know, Hot Topic's gonna be selling gender-neutral Salvation starter packs. And if this crazy's idea takes off with some of the people in his community, can you imagine them approaching little old ladies with crucifixes on and what that's going to... Oh man, I just can't. Especially in the Italian community, they'll be chasing them around with brooms and rolling pins, trust. Everything's so
trans woman on TikTok just said to me, and I quote, bleaching your hair won't turn you into a white man. Girl, you don't want to play that game.
So guys keep getting upset with me when they find out I'm trans, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be a better way of letting people know I'm trans without having to say anything, right? And so that's why I developed this code by wearing this necklace. As you can see, it's a lowercase t, which stands for transgender. If you ever see someone out in public who's wearing this necklace, it most likely means that they're transgender and their genitals might be different from what you're expecting. Anyway, please share this video with a friend. That way they can help identify transgender people and just spread the good word.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people reduce the cross to a message of individual salvation. And with this understanding, people will still appreciate community, but it's just another consumer good that I use for my own individual journey of self-discovery. But when we look to the scriptures, we recognize that the cross is a message to us as individuals, but also to us as a community. I like to think of the vertical and horizontal implications of the cross. Just like you have the vertical beam of the cross, the horizontal bar of the cross. So we are reconciled to God through the death of Christ, but we are also reconciled to one another through the death of Christ. And we have to be able to recognize that the horizontal is not just an implication of the cross, it's intrinsic to Christ's work on the cross. And so I think that this horizontal aspect of the cross includes both how we understand one another as the community of Christ and how we relate with the world. I'll just give you a few examples. When we think about community, we've been adopted into the family of God. We were rebels who have been made sons and daughters and been given a place at the table. And so as a community, we are shaped by the cross of Christ. We love as we have been loved. We serve as we have been served. We forgive as we have been forgiven. We are called to be the community of the cross. But again, the cross shapes not only the way that we love one another, but also the way that we love and serve our cities and the world. So I'll give you two practical examples. One is in the area of race. The cross speaks to this. In Ephesians chapter 2, it talks about how Christ died on the cross, and in doing so, tore down the dividing wall of hostility between Jews and Gentiles and made us one. So the cross removes that barrier, brings us together, making us a multicultural family united by grace. That means there's no place for racism in the cross, and that we are called to be a people who sees the dignity that God has given every single person, regardless of their ethnicity or race. Another example is politics. The cross speaks to how we approach politics as followers of Jesus. People forget that the crucifixion was a political event. The Roman government crucified Christ. The sign over his head said, King of the Jews, a political title. And so we remember that Jesus is our Lord who laid down his life for us. And so we are a kingdom, but we are a cross-shaped kingdom. As people of the cross, we are a people who put kingdom over country. The gospel is political, but it's not partisan. And so our commitment is ultimately to Christ and his kingdom over our country or over any political party. It also shapes the way that we think of power. Jesus was a king who laid down his life. Christians should be people who understand authority and power, but use it to bless and serve others. That's a little bit of what it means to embrace the vertical and horizontal dimensions of the cross. You can be my someone, you can be my seed. You know that I'll protect you from all of the obscene.
The next two clippies are brought to you courtesy of the real Cindy Alexis and Trump himself.
We'll be making cuts that will be permanent, and we're only going to cut Democrat programs. I hate to tell you, I guess that makes sense, but we're only cutting Democrat programs. But we're going to start that, and we have Russell, who can talk to you about it if he wants to, but we'll be cutting some very popular Democrat programs that aren't popular with Republicans, frankly, because that's the way it works. They wanted to do this, so we'll give them a little taste of their own medicine.
What are you doing? Get it out of here. We're going to get it. Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell me? Wow! 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 Wow!
Well, they're very dangerous people. When you're dealing with them, you can't be too nice. You really can't be. So, if you don't mind, I'm not going to be nice. Is that okay?
We have some wild breaking news out of the Department of Justice today at The Real Cindy Alexis. My main account was permanently banned, so you can like, share, and follow me here. The Department of Justice has just confirmed that they have received criminal referrals from the Director of National Intelligence for the following persons: former President Barack Obama, James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, Andy McCabe, and John Kerry. Now, this is in regard to manufacturing and for politicizing intelligence in order to subvert the election results in 2016 with President Trump. So this is currently breaking. They have in their possession the criminal referral with over 100 pages of documents, emails, and memos. As this continues to break, I will bring it to you the minute I get it.
The next clip's a little longer. It's Tamara from LedSafe Mama, who's driving around Portland, and she's proving that the actual conservative media is pushing a lot of these violence videos, and, you know, there are fires in Portland and all this stuff going on, and this is proof that a lot of that is, no pun intended, trumped up and not real. And another reason that we need to be very careful when we watch these videos, because you don't know what's AI generated and what's legitimate. She actually did three videos, one where she walked from her house to the ICE detention center, and another one where she drove in the daytime, I think it was. Check her out.
You are fake news.
Anyway, so I was gonna keep filming until we got home. I was gonna go left, but we can't go left because of the police blocking the street.
Yes,
so but that's the only thing.
Go down and then go south.
Okay, so we'll go south on 5. You sure that's the fastest?
Yeah, I think so.
That takes us to the Ross Island Bridge. Oh, Charlie got me directions. Thank you for filming, Charlie. So 12:31. This is the long way home because the police are blocking the one left turn only turn that gets us home from the hospital. When we go, and so we left at 12:31. Now it's 12:32.
So stay to your left.
Yeah. And tomorrow, I'm gonna walk this distance that we're driving right now. It's about 3 miles to our house to show everyone how peaceful Portland is, because there's just this crazy nutter stuff going on in the interwebs and the news of people asserting that there's a war zone here, when in fact it's very chill. No war zone.
So,
yeah. Okay. And now, so we just added 2 minutes on to our drive, almost 3 minutes, because we weren't able to go out the way we normally go out. Because when we normally leave the hospital, we're going to pass it right now. We drive right past the ICE facility, which is where the cops are. Can you see the cops, Charlie? And so now it's 12:34. Okay, so now that's the ICE facility. It's 12:34. How far is it to my house? And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because I shared the other day, my husband made a video of the neighborhood, our neighborhood, and to show how non-anything, how there was nothing happening in Portland except people being Portland. And people criticized that video and said, well, you're not near the ICE facility. This isn't downtown. This isn't where the riots are. I'm like, actually, you know, we are. There are no riots, and we are right near all of this. This is where we live. We're not very far at all from any of this. So it's still 12:34. We'll be home in, like, I don't know, what, how many minutes maybe? Oh, what does it say? We'll be home in 6 minutes. So I'm going to just keep driving to show you that we live basically 7 minutes from the ICE facility, where there is no war zone, there are no fires.
Which is also not downtown, actually.
And it's not downtown, yeah. People are like, well, it's a terrible downtown, and it's horrible, and that's where the riots are.
Quiet.
Yeah. It's just like...
Only action at the ICE facility is the stuff that's... you know, pretextual that they generate there.
Yeah, the cops are there because there's a concern, because Trump has said he's going to have the military come.
Trying to foment some kind of pushback.
So they're actually just preemptively, prophylactically observing in case something happens. But there's, as you can see, there was no one down there except a Prius and a Mercedes parked on the street. What was the other car? A Prius, a Lexus, and a Mercedes. So Portland. So now we're just getting through the little kind of shopping business area.
It's like we're chasing all those stars. We're driving shiny big black cars.
Next two clippies from Chelsea Explains and Public Record of Redaction. The second one is further adding to our information arsenal about the Charlie Kirk shooting. Please use your discernment on this one. You know where I stand.
I am truly not trying to fearmonger, but I just messed around with Sora, and you and your family need a safe word. You and your family and friends need like a password so that you can tell if it's really you, because these deepfakes are crazy. The scams are going to be insane. It is so realistic. It's actually frightening. So yeah, you need a password. You need a password with your family, okay? I am truly not trying to fearmonger, but I...
They did it to him. His wife has something to do with it. It's all a setup, and this is why I know it is. According to the tourism board in Arizona, the Cardinal Stadium, where that memorial was held. Now, this ain't no small venue. That's where the Arizona Cardinals play, right? That's where they held his memorial, right? Well, Turning Point USA had rented that venue for that day back in May. What? Why did you need to rent a venue back in May? For what? You weren't promoting something else. You weren't promoting some other gathering. You can't just walk up in places like that. You know what I mean? You have to rent them. You have to pre-plan events, right? So clearly somebody said, well, I know where to do it. I know where to have the memorial. Let's have it in Arizona.
where they lived, where she's from.
I'm just saying.
And the next two from CN Box Kurt 865 and Orion Metaphysical. China's apparently telling everybody about the 3IA Atlas, but NASA's like, shh. The silence is so loud you can hear the space agencies sweating. PR team just schedules another, we found a new exoplanet, posts like, don't look over here, look at this rock 40 light years away. We've talked about the false flag thing behind this 3AI, I know I said IA before. Go back and listen through the archives.
Now Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you creeping on Elvis too? Are we losing touch?
China just broke ranks with NASA and issued an official warning about 3I/ATLAS. And what they revealed about this mysterious object has completely shattered the narrative NASA's been feeding us for months. This wasn't a diplomatic statement or scientific debate. China's space program just publicly declared that Atlas is exhibiting capabilities NASA keeps denying exist. They released tracking data showing impossible maneuvers. They shared observations of technology that shouldn't be there. And they warned the world to prepare for something NASA insists won't happen. But here's what makes this absolutely explosive. Within hours, Russia backed China's warning, then India, then Japan. One by one, space agencies across the globe started supporting China's assessment, while NASA maintains complete radio silence. Either the entire international space community is participating in mass delusion about Atlas's capabilities, or NASA has been lying to us. And based on what China just revealed, it's becoming very clear which scenario is true. Before we expose what China discovered that NASA won't acknowledge, hit that subscribe button and drop a like, because what you're about to learn about Atlas changes everything. The geopolitical space race just revealed something both superpowers have been tracking. The difference? China decided the world deserves to know. NASA decided we should stay in the dark. Let's get straight to what China observed about Atlas, because their findings are absolutely mind-blowing and completely contradict everything NASA has told us. China's deep space tracking network captured Atlas performing maneuvers that should be physically impossible for a natural object. Over a 48-hour observation period, Atlas decelerated by 5,000 miles per hour, held a stable position in space for 6 hours, then accelerated back to its original velocity. Think about what that means. Comets don't hit the brakes. Asteroids don't pause mid-flight. Natural space objects follow predictable paths determined by gravity and momentum. Atlas is actively controlling its movement like a spacecraft navigating through our solar system. A propulsion expert analyzing China's data made it simple. What they documented is powered flight. No question about it. The acceleration profiles, the velocity changes, the ability to maintain station keeping, all of this requires engines. Advanced engines using technology we can barely comprehend. But the propulsion capabilities are just the beginning. China's radio telescope arrays detected something even more extraordinary about Atlas. It's broadcasting complex signals that
Corbell told us this would happen. All indications, like all of them, is that that lie is going to be that there is a craft slowly making its way to us here on Earth. And that is the lie they're going to want you to believe.
This was 6 months ago. And now what is all over all the headlines? There is a giant craft making its way to Earth. This isn't disclosure. This is the setup. If Corbell was right, we are watching the playbook unfold in real time. To qu- question really is, if the craft is the lie, then what is already here or happening?
E.T. Phone.
E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home. E.T. Phone Home.
And this would normally be the time that I started to wrap up with you guys and tell you to start to get your shoes on and get ready to go home. But guess what? I'm going to go a little bit longer tonight because on these networks, I have the capability to do so. This next clip by Kavel Kavan is super important. It's called The Awakening of America, and I wanted to play this, and then we'll do a quick comedy, and then we're out. First, though, I'm going to give a quick prop to my good buddy Pat Carr for allowing me to play his music on my station. Pat, buddy, I know I don't have my million listeners anymore because I switch the networks around, but you know what? We'll come back. With the help and thanks for all of you for supporting me each and every week, please share my shows with friends. Let's get this party started, and let's get my numbers back up to where they used to be. Support the networks. Right now, I'm Tuesday nights at 10 Eastern Standard Time on ERRT Radio, and Friday nights at 8 Eastern Standard Time on the Trim Radio Network, and I'm on YouTube, I'm on Rumble, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Amazon Music, iHeart Podcasts, Mixlr. I'm not sure I'm on Podbean because I don't think the guy's been loading those, but I'm all over the place. I'm sure there's some I haven't mentioned, but thank you all for your continued support. And please share. The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
What he says.
Poor people of America. Not because they are weak, but because they were the first to see the machine from the inside. And I'm about to defend the working class of America like no one ever did. And by the time I finish, you'll see them with different eyes. For over a century, the American people have been fighting back. They have. Through civil disobedience, whistleblowers, grassroots movements, union strikes, and the relentless invocation of their constitution. The real battle wasn't red versus blue. It was corporation versus constitution. And every time the people gained ground, the system adapted. You have to understand something very important. When a system becomes parasitic, it doesn't destroy its enemies first. It destroys the host. And America has been the host. America was also the test lab. They were first to be flooded with addictive pharmaceuticals. First to be buried in weaponized debt. First to be psychologically fractured by engineered identity wars. First to be entertained into sedation. And first to be punished. Because if Americans woke up fully, it would be game over for the machine. That's why the system doesn't fear a foreign enemy. It fears the awakening of its own people. The American people are a hero. But no one told them they were living in the dragon's mouth. And what you're witnessing, in the collapse of trust, the social chaos, the inability to distinguish truth from manipulation, isn't because the people have failed. It's because the people have been systematically broken and then blamed for it. They are not the tyrants. They are the first line of resistance that's being crushed preemptively, so the rest of the world won't get any ideas. So what now? Do we abandon them? Do we mock them? Or do we finally recognize that behind the opioid crisis, the obesity, the division, and the rage is a population in mourning? Mourning the death of its sovereignty. It its family structures and its purpose. The question isn't whether Americans deserve to be free. The question is whether they'll remember that they were born to be.
It's Gen X time with Gen X Jono.
Generation Z working a double shift, an 11-hour shift. Let's see how this goes.
I thought it would be funny if I did a before and after my shift at Chick-fil-A, so this is the before.
All right, clean, neat, tidy, professional, looking good.
So we'll check in 11 hours and see where we're at.
So I got a question for Gen Xers. Remember when we worked 11-hour shifts, like yesterday? For some of us, tomorrow? Both? Yeah, was it a big enough deal that we made a video about it? I mean, assuming by big enough deal, I don't mean, wow, I only worked 11 hours today.
Update, it is 5:47. I clocked in at 10:42, and I'm just now on my break.
Dude, say what you want. 7 hours first break. I'm impressed.
5 more hours to go.
You know what? She's got this. Let's go.
I just cried.
No. Should have seen it coming. Dude, why is she home? It's 11 o'clock. There should have been a change of clothes in the car. You gotta go out now. Till like 2 a.m. Breakfast 4 a.m. And then do it all again. Yeah, that's how you build stamina. Trust us. We know.
Okay, Kennelise, that's a wrap. Tonight's featured music, other than my good buddy Bat Carr, were from Alex Band and The Calling, Dwight Yoakam, Cypress Hill, Puddle of Mud, One Republic, Nessa Barnett, and R.E.M. It's time for me to relax and take a break, and I'm going to say goodnight. Thanks all for listening, and we'll see you next week.
What do you mean?
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.